Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
The biggest mistake I made when I started investing in real estate was not properly educating myself on landlord insurance. So I just went with the cheapest quote. I had no idea what I was doing. So several years later, my HVAC system went out and I assumed that insurance would cover it, but then I found out that I didn't actually have the proper coverage. So I had to pay for the whole thing out of pocket. It was not a great experience. So the one thing to remember is that issues will always happen as an investor. And so it's really important for you to make sure that you're properly insured so that you can protect your investment. Steadily's coverage is low cost and they pride themselves on providing excellent service. Click the link below and get your free quote today.
Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And today's investor spotlight is Mark Higgins from episode 86. And in this clip, he's going to be talking about how he used the BRRRR method to close on one of his first investment properties in 6 weeks, y'all. 6 weeks. So listen. Tap in with Mark. Episode 86. If you listen to this and you're like, yo, I'm going to hear the whole thing. Episode 86. Mark Higgins, this is the spotlight of today. Let's get into it.
What was it like on that first one? Because, you know, previously you pretty much buying things that are already running, properties that are already rented out and so forth. What was it like transitioning and getting into the BRRRR strategy and, you know, contractors and just a lot more stuff, a lot more variables? Talk to us about what that was like.
Man, listen.
I'm gonna walk you through the BRRRR process and the steps, right? So the first one is the buy. All right, so I'm already in St. Louis. How do I buy a property off, you know, that needs work at the price that I need it? So most people look at a property and try to find the ARV. Say the ARV is 100, they want to buy a property for 50, 60,000, put, you know, there has to be enough room in there for it to make sense. So it's like, all right, well, where do I find the properties at? So I started looking at on Zillow and Redfin and all those websites. Start looking at properties. And then if you find a property like, oh, you know, these numbers work, let me look at it. Not realizing there's a realtor that's involved and they're strategically pricing it low to start a bidding war. That doesn't work for me because I'm not living in the property. Someone who lives in a property obviously can offer more than I want to offer because I have certain criteria and numbers I need to hit. It's like, damn, that doesn't work. Okay, let me find a wholesaler. So I actually found a wholesaler and started doing a mastermind group with Sam out of St. Louis. Sam does a bunch of stuff on the internet, but found a wholesaler with him. This is, mind you, this is after several months of trying to do this on my own. I would find a property. Say I did find a property prior to finding a wholesaler. Then I would have to send out a contractor to go see that property, right? Because I'm not there. I need them to go buy the property and give me the numbers. Now, here's one of the other hardest parts of being a distant investor trying to BRRRR. What is, if a property hits the market, you have other people seeing that same property. And if you have a contractor, that contractor may go today, they may go 2 or 3 days, they may go in 4 days. And then if they go, you may never hear from them. They may send you a quote and it might take a week to get that quote. The house is gone, boom, all right? But that contractor, you took up a lot of his or her time. That contractor may or may not even return your calls after that. And you're a long distant investor, like, damn, I just lost a contractor. So I went to one contractor, same thing happened. He went by another house that I saw. A new contractor sent me the numbers and then just disappeared. So it's like, this is taking a lot of time and effort because there's so many pieces. I play chess. Do you play chess? There's so many.
Not since I was a kid.
There's so many moving pieces on this board that have different strategies and different movements. And so finally got with a wholesaler. The great thing about a wholesaler is a wholesaler wants to move that property as quickly as possible, and they understand what the investor's end point, end game is. And so they're more willing, they're more so what you're looking for, and as far as properties to do the burst strategy. So that was one on the B, the first B, which is buy. Got with a wholesaler. Wholesaler brought me the property. Great. Second step in that burst strategy is to rehab. Like I said, finding these contractors and finding one that you can trust. Remember, I'm long distance. So I don't know any of these contractors. I've never seen them, had a conversation with them. And so what I decided to do with this contractor, the contractor company is Epic with a K. I love them. I work with Patrick and Ashley. They're awesome. But what I did with this is I realized, all right, I can't just send the contractor out to every property that I think is interesting, because it's not cost effective for them. After a few of these, it's kind of like, you're not going to continue to send me all around town. So I had to tighten my game up as far as what I'm looking at. So the wholesaler brought me this property. They can run the ARV. That was another hiccup. This is a long-winded conversation, by the way. But that's another hiccup that they don't tell you is, say you find a property, a wholesaler brings you a property. How do you know what the after repair value is, the ARV? You're not a realtor. You don't have, especially in that state or that city, you're not a realtor there. So how are you going to run comps for that property in order to see what the ARV is going to be? So it's another hiccup. So now I'm just like, damn, wait, how am I going to run comps? So on this one, luckily, the wholesaler was able to run comps. And most wholesalers can run comps because they have, you know, connection with realtors, or they're also, they have their real estate license. But I signed up with Batch Leads. I don't know if you ever have heard of Batch Leads. Batch Leads allows me to run comps everywhere across the nation. So I don't have to rely on a real estate and what information they're providing. But with that first property, it was a duplex. They ran the comps. I ran the comps. Comps came out at 125, bought it for 75. It's like, all right, great. Find this contractor. So the rehab, he went and looked at the property. Mind you, the wholesaler was like, oh, quick, some quick touch-ups, you're good. Contractor went to the property and said, no, this needs a new roof. This is done. And a new kitchen, a new bathroom. Great. Got under contract. The contractor started. Now, this is the scariest moment of the process for me and any of my real estate investing partners. Mm-hmm. So the contractor wanted 50% down initially. I was like, damn, I don't know you.
Right.
You know, like to this day, I've never seen my contractor. And I kind of want to keep it that way until I reach like my 100 unit goal. But I was like, damn, like, I don't know this person, right? I don't know this company. What if they just take my money and run? So we work things out. This is how we're going to pay on tier levels, which I highly recommend. You accomplish this, I'll give you this. You do the roof, I'll give you this. You finish the kitchen, I'll give you this. And so it worked out for both of us. And so that was the rehab aspect. So mind you, say it's June 1st. I bought the property on June 1st. Because I'm paying cash, there was no delay in the closing. I closed within like two or three weeks, right? So now we're like on June 20th, just for example. Paid the contractor. Contractor came in, busted out the roof and kitchen and the bathroom in a week. So we're looking at like July 10th, for example. So all in, we're looking at 6 weeks, boom. So buy, rehab, there was already a tenant in the first floor. I talked to our property manager, let's put a tenant in there. Now you have to go to the rehab process. Before doing this, I contacted several banks. Hey, this is what I'm doing. Will you refi at 80%? Some of them will do 75%, some of them will do 80%. Here's the kicker. Most of the banks have a 6 month seasoning period. So basically, if I bought that property on January 1st, no matter what happens, they're not going to refi until June because they need to see that I've held that property for 6 months and it's making money. First State Bank of St. Charles they don't have that rule for me. So those smaller banks they'll work with you. And they said, listen, as soon as you're done, you're good. You can refi as soon as you want. I was like, awesome. So again, 6 weeks in, I'm done. I go to them, they send an appraiser out, an appraiser's. I have someone meet the appraiser and I put together this package. So it would appraise at what I wanted to appraise. So I included comps. I included what I did to the property. So all the rehab costs, I included into this little package and gave it to the appraiser. I'm not sure how much the appraiser looked at it, but I wanted to make sure the appraiser knew, you just don't look at the property. Here's all the details of the property. Here's the comps. Here's what it should appraise at. Appraisal came back at 125. Like I said, within 6 weeks, it was all done.
Wow.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue and on Twitter at Bread Podcast. That's B-R-E-D Podcast. Until next time.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.